Hey, I'm Scott, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Asad, who's going to talk to us about Apache Spark.
That's right.
This is exciting. This is not the kind of thing I would expect to see on Azure, but it's happening.
Yeah, that's right. Like, basically, we enabled Apache Spark on Azure, mm-hmm. and I'm really excited about it. And
now, why are people excited about Spark? What is special about Spark that we would want to bring it to HD Insight?
So I have a few slides. I will go through it, and then we'll get into the demo. But one thing I would say is that for the last few months, since I have been working on this thing, I'm literally in love with this technology.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's a big statement.
It's a big statement, I know. This month we were also down in the Bay Area for the Spark Summit, mm-hmm. and I were hearing similar stories from the other people who were there. There was a lot of momentum, a lot of excitement in the community.
All right.
So I hope I can deliver that excitement to our audience as I go through the demos, but yeah, it's an exciting technology.
All right, cool. Let's hear it.
Okay, so a couple of things about Spark. One is that it is very interactive. You are still working with the big data, mm-hmm. But you can ask some questions. You will get the results right away. You can modify your query. So the pattern actually changed a lot. Mm. In the hive world, basically, you will write the query, go for a coffee, come back, not done, go back again for another coffee, come back,
so
maybe it is done.
This is with
done.
Hive, which people
this
traditionally use
hive.
To query.
Yeah, so basically the Spark itself is very interactive, and I will go into some of the details. Like, people say, oh, it has to be in the memory and all of that, and not all of that true. Like, basically, even if you have really, really large data set, it is still very interactive.
All right.
The other part is that it is a single platform that solves a lot of the problems, whether you are trying to do streaming, whether you're doing interactive, whether you're doing batch. And that is, in my opinion, the biggest advantage with Spark. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're in the Hadoop world, like, you use Hive for your batch, and then someone says, oh, I want to build a streaming application. Ah, go and get the Storm book and read it and see how their patterns fit with the Hadoop. So mm-hmm. this thing is that single platform, lot of and a wide spectrum of the scenarios you can do from it.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so I just put one slide which summarizes, like, as I said, like, performance, big gains in here. Developer productivity, the community has done an amazing job in coming up with the APIs. And then there's a unified engine. As I said, you can do streaming, batch, interactive, machine learning, graph, all of it. And then there is a very, very vibrant ecosystem out there, which is behind Spark.
And it sounds like lots and lots of different underlying data sources.
That is right. That is right. So the question actually, and this is another example where they actually won the 2014 SOAR benchmark, where they took 100 terabyte of data and even a petabyte of data, and the time it would take to sort that.
Wow.
And so this is very impressive. Like, yeah, if you
go
to...
Fewer cores and a faster rate.
Yeah, yeah, and if you follow the URL, there's a blog post, you can get more details from there.
Okay.
So I put this slide, which is like, okay, great, so we are bringing Spark. What does that really mean? Because people can pick up Spark from the Apache trunk and deploy it on the Azure VMs or any VMs and run it. So this slide, I will just spend a couple of minutes. It highlights what are the differentiators, why you should run it on HD Insight, which is a big data service on Azure.
Right.
So the first thing is, it is a managed service, which is a huge difference. It's not that we go and run the script for you and say, the VMs are ready, here you go, it's yours. It is a managed service. We give you the guarantee that 99.9% time it is up and running. If something is wrong, most of the time we find before the customer finds out, because we have runners, we have everything in there to manage the clusters and make sure it is healthy.
Okay.
So people are running, one customer actually tried a 500 node Spark cluster. Now imagine if you have to go and maintain and see if the nodes are up and down and what is going on, but we manage everything. And then again, some of the capabilities come just because you are in the cloud. For example, scale up and scale down. You can take any Spark cluster, there's a slider, you can say down to one node, you can say down to 500 node or as many nodes as you want.
And you're charged as you use it.
And you're charged as that. So maybe we have seen many cases. Actually, the other part is that, which is covered, which is data in the cloud. The data is not in the cluster. So the very, very common pattern with our big enterprise customers is that they keep dumping their data in the Azure storage, in the blob store, and they spin up the cluster only when they need to do the compute. So if you are doing some standard queries which you run every night or something, your cluster is up for an hour only or 2 hours.
Ah, that's a great point. So if you were doing this on a virtual machine, which you could do,
yep.
you have to pay for all those cores, whether they're working hard or not.
Yep.
If you remember to turn them off and turn them, you know,
yes.
shut them down, deprovision
yep.
them.
Yep.
With this, it really is all the benefits of Spark as you want, and you pay only as you use them.
Yes. So basically, like the customers we worked with moved either from on-prem or who were in the VMs and now using HD Insight, like they had big financial gains because like the cost went significantly down.
Very cool.
The other one is like the support comes with it. If you go with any outside vendor like Cloudera, Hortonworks, anyone, what they charge is for the support.
Mm-hmm.
And in our case, like when you pay for the service, which is a certain cents per core per hour, mm-hmm. the support is inbuilt. Like you can have the same enterprise support that you expect from Microsoft. You can pick up the phone, you can call, and we will fix your issue.
So it's not like premium Azure support ticket. It's built into the service.
That's right.
Nice.
And then we have the people on the team who are committing to Spark open source. So if you find the issue, that fix goes actually in the
trouble. That's another interesting thing.
Yeah.
So you're saying that because it's open source and we're running it as a service, that we are a part of the community now.
We are part of the community.
That's really
and
cool.
And even if you see the version that 1.3 and 1.4 comes out, like down there you will see a couple of names that are from Microsoft, which are on my team. They contributed some patches to the Spark.
That's a refreshing change.
Yeah, that's a big change.
Yeah, it's
very
great.
Exciting.
And
the engineers are very excited to go and work on this. Then a few of the things are about the capabilities, like we package the Jupyter and the Zeppelin, which are open source notebooks as part of the cluster, so you don't have to go and install it. It's right there.
Oh, so they're
there.
Up and they're ready to run
they're up
already.
And ready. We package like 270 the popular machine learning libraries in there. And then we have been working with vendors both internally with Power BI and externally like Tableau, Qlik, and SAP Lumera to enable those BI tools on top of Spark.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not that they will say it works for Spark. It works for Spark on HD Insight. So they test it. They make sure the connectivity is there, the authentication mechanism works, and everything.
That's cool. And you've got those, like, so your demo is actually going to be in Zeppelin, isn't it?
So I will try to cover, we will try to keep it short because this is an introductory video, but I will quickly touch on doing a few things in Zeppelin, then show machine learning in Jupyter
cool.
through Python, and then quickly show a dashboard in Power BI and Tableau.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's start. So what I have over here just to let you know how I got here is that I go to the Azure portal. People who are not familiar, this is the one place you go and you can get any of the assets that Azure provides.
Okay.
You see, say new, go to data services under HD Insight. Now you will see Spark, which is in preview. And you give the cluster name
mm-hmm.
and the number of cores you want and username and password and the storage account. So as I mentioned earlier, this is where my data is.
And you can change the cluster size later?
Yep, I can change it right here, or once I have the cluster up and running, then I can go to that cluster and then there's a slider you can go into.
Very cool.
And once you have deployed the cluster, you will see links which says launch Zeppelin, launch Jupyter.
Okay.
And that's where we are over here. So I just created, finishing the creation of my cluster and
mm-hmm.
I'm in the Zeppelin notebook. So I can, again, this is running in the browser. This is on my client machine.
Right.
The cluster is in the cloud. And what I can do is like I can say.
And what is the data source?
So the data source I will show actually. So you say show tables, and I have a bunch of tables. The one we will work is the crime, and this is the public data set from the city of Chicago.
Okay.
So any crime that happened from 2001 till I think yesterday, because
oh, wow.
they upload every day. And there are 6 million records in total.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a very large data set, but it's a pretty
pretty good
size.
6 million. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, this is just a 4-node cluster. So if the Spark, the good thing is it scales linearly. So if your data set is big, you can get a bigger cluster.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
So what we will do is like if you go in here, you can say describe crime, and then it will show you the what this table has. So
those are the columns within.
These are the columns.
Crime.
So basically, you can see that I have the case number, when it happened, the type of the crime, description, and all of that. So
okay.
Now we can go and start writing some interesting queries. So for example, one thing I can look at is that I can say select crime type and the count of like how many crimes happened. Let's call it as total from the table, which is crime. And then I will say group by crime type. And then I can say anywhere where the total was greater than, let's say, 100,000.
100,000 what?
So basically,
that
we will
crime
look,
has happened 100,000 times?
Yes, since 2001. So we don't want to look at everything because it's suggested.
The top crimes.
Yeah, so now it will go and look at those 6 million records and return the result. And as you say,
pretty fast.
Pretty fast, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, Spark is fast. And since the fun thing about the notebooks is that, again, it is very hard to go and look at the data and understand. So you can say, I want to visualize it. And right there, you have the visualization.
Oh, wow.
And
oh, then
you
again, can say, all in the browser.
Yeah, all in the browser. And then you can say, oh, I want to order by, let's say, total descending. So it will rerun the query. And again, since it is fast, I can afford to do that. Otherwise, I would have said, oh, I know I missed it, but let's not run it.
Yeah.
It will take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So again, like now you can see like theft, for example, happened the maximum times. And then and the second one is the battery, and then it goes down like criminal damage.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you can do other interesting stuff. So basically you can say, let's see how many, like what is the, what about the arrests? So I will say from the crime where arrest is equal to true, and then like of course arrest happens less time, so let's make it like 1/3, like 30,000, and then you can run the query again.
It's a pretty sophisticated query to run on 6 million records.
Yeah, yeah, and as you can see, like even if I get something wrong, no problem, I can go and change it. So these, if you go and look at this one, the interesting thing is that the most of the arrest happens in the narcotics.
Oh, wow.
Although like the crime wise, like it is not the top one, theft is the top one. Mm. So
someone
that is the bad crime to do in Chicago.
Someone is basically more motivated to arrest you for that.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. So I will just run one more, which is very interesting, and then we can switch to the next one. But you can say, let's say I want to go and see every crime and how many happened every day since 2001 all the way to now. So pretty extensive query in terms of to go and run it. So, so I will say select date and the count of the total as total from crime, and this time I will say group by date and having total greater than, let's say, any day which had more than 50.
Okay.
So I go and run
a day
this
that had more than 50 crimes in
any
a single day.
Yeah. So that if it is lower than 50, then
and
just
a group
drop
by
it
on top of that.
And
yeah,
then the group by. So and it is per day. So takes a little longer.
It's nice though that you're getting feedback that it's, you know, it's,
yes,
it doesn't just hang.
Yep. And now if you look at this data, this is
look
even
at that
harder.
It's the first of the month.
Yeah, it is hard to go and actually go and see this one.
Why so is it always the first of the month?
I think that's when they were uploading originally. Now they have increased the frequency.
Ah, I see.
So now you can go and visualize this one
and
see how nice it is. And then if you are in the business of like trying to get value out of the data, now you can go and see like, oh, which, when happened,
yeah,
most of the things.
Is it like Halloween? Is it the first?
So this is the first.
Full moon?
This is the first.
This is New Year's Day.
Yeah, so these are all New Year's Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you can go and take that value and actually, so just for fun, like what you can do is like look at this. So let's say it is on the 1st of 2008, and then you can even write a query and say, show me select crime.
Well, in the interest of time, let's jump.
Yeah,
to
let's
the,
jump.
Let's jump
okay
to the next one.
Yeah, yeah, let's jump. So basically, this was about the interactivity part, which I wanted to show.
Very.
The second one I want to show is the streaming, which actually is very, very powerful. So over here, I have an empty notebook, and I have a copy. Let me just copy it from here. This one I wrote again. I
this
ahead of time.
In Java.
This is in Scala, actually. You can write it in Java or you can write it in Python. So let me tell you, because most of it is the setup. So all I'm doing is like I'm telling you the credentials for my Event Hub. And people who are not very familiar with the Event Hub, it is an awesome technology, which is the queuing service in Azure. So basically, if you are sending lots and lots of streaming data into the cloud, you send it to Event Hub. And again, in the open source, people some use Kafka or others. And Spark, of course, support Kafka as well. But what our team did was that we built the first class connector for Event Hub.
So the word, I just want to make sure I heard the word correctly. It's Kafka, like the writer?
Kafka is the in a sense another replacement which you can do in term, either Event Hub of Kafka out there. Kafka is used very commonly
for
ingress.
Okay.
So basically in this case what we did was like as you can see like Event Hub's utils we wrote that class.
That's you.
Yeah. So basically.
And that's why you import that.
That's right. And then if you go and look at it, like all I'm giving is like my credentials, like what is the policy name, what is the key. How many are the partitions and all of that. And after that, all I say was like, I create a stream on it.
Right.
And actually, like I can even start sending the data right now. And this is my just...
this is your data sending thing?
Yeah, my data sending thing.
Okay. And it looks like you have a window, sliding window of 6 seconds there?
Yeah, so basically it starts sending the data over here.
So you're making pretend crime?
No, this is actually the data coming from there. All I did was that they have the APIs. But of course, they are not hooded into Event Hub. So I took that file and I sent it. But it is actual data coming
from
there.
That's pretty cool. All right.
And then I say, do a snapshot at 2 seconds. So now you don't have to worry about like where do I even persist the data because this is a platform where you can also persist. Mm-hmm. If I was doing something else, then I would have to go and figure out where I store. And then I can go and run this thing. And as soon as I run, basically the streaming app is running. Of course, it's a long-running app, so it will continue running. And since it comes back, now I can even query the data which is coming from the streaming through the Event Hub.
Okay.
So now it is
finished.
Running. And now I can say SQL.
So you're attached to the stream at this point.
Yeah, so now it is another temp table. So this is the temp table, crime stream.
Right.
So I can say select star from crime stream and limit, let's say, 10. And now I am actually querying the data which is coming from the streaming and for those windows. So these are the crimes, like only one showed up, but as more land when I run, more crimes should show up.
Wow.
So very, very easy. Like the way you go and define, see now more streams, more events are coming in. So this is like whenever I will query, it will look at that window which I defined over there and show me that stream.
That's amazing stuff.
Yeah, so basically interactive streaming. Now let's go and quickly, again, I will not type to save time, but now this is the machine learning part. So what I did was that I used the 6 million rows and labeled some of them and trained my model and defined the pipeline. And it is all in my notebook over here. And then I run that pipeline over here. Mm-hmm. And now you can ask any questions. So you can say, prediction, Spark, let's say I am doing the let's say I'm doing burglary or I am doing gambling and I'm doing it on a street in 2015. Let's see what is the probability of getting caught. So basically, the model is trained. You tell what is the crime you are doing, where you are doing, and the year, and it will tell you that what is your probability of getting caught. So basically, this shows that it is running. So basically, the probability is like you will get caught.
So 100%.
Almost. Like the fun thing is that if I copy this thing and like run one more, and I say theft. And then run this one, you will be surprised with the result. You can build an app. People say like, I'm trying to go and do something. Can
I
check?
Really? I think that's probably not a
good idea.
Yeah. Will I get caught?
But
you no
see,
chance
so,
that you'll be
so
caught.
So if you are doing a theft on the street in 2015.
Little chance.
Very, very little chance.
Well, we're asking the hard questions here on Azure Friday.
Yeah. So basically, I will just wrap up by saying one thing, which is like everything which I'm doing here and creating the tables, mm-hmm. all of that can be visualized in through BI. So for example, over here, you can go here, you can say services, and go to databases, and now you will see Spark, which is Spark on HD Insight. You will click on it, and you can connect and visualize.
So I visualized all those dashboards.
Yep, so I visualized beforehand. This is my dashboard. The same narcotics and everything is there. And not only that, like as I said, like we have a very, very good experience with Power BI, but we are also working with external people. So here is an example of Tableau connected to the same cluster. I can do the exact same thing, which is crime type, and I say the number of records. You get the same visualization
like
over
that.
There. So basically, behind the scene, it is generating Spark SQL for you. So if you are not even comfortable writing Spark SQL, use one of the BI tools. And because of the interactivity of the Spark, you get the results right away.
Very cool. Well, we're doing great stuff with big data and learning about it here on Azure Friday.